Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
17 million healthcare workers will need to be fully vaccinated by early January. Coverage expansions for 12 Medicaid holdout states could be a big boost to hospital bottom lines. And add CVS to the list of non-traditional physician employers. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, November 5th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. One programming note, next week the podcast will be playing some of our favorite rerun episodes, but we'll be back with new episodes on Tuesday, November 16th. By January 4th, 2022, nearly 17 million healthcare workers will need to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 or risk losing their jobs. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services unveiled the details of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on Thursday. Most employees of hospitals, ambulatory surgery centers, long-term care facilities, home health agencies, hospices, rural health clinics, and several other types of healthcare facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid will need to get their first shot by December 5th, unless they qualify for a medical or religious exemption or work 100% remotely. Interestingly, this rule does not apply to independent physician offices. However, CMS says any physician practicing in a hospital or any of these other facilities needs to comply with the mandate. And many states have their own requirements for all healthcare workers, which include physicians' practices. Also, if the practice has more than 100 employees, it would be included in the requirement for private employers. About 40% of health systems have already instituted mandates and have reported high compliance with minimal disruptions. However, facilities in rural areas with higher vaccine hesitancy are concerned about impacts to staffing. CMS Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure says the mandate's goal is to ensure patient safety, a real concern, as new reporting by Kaiser Health News found more than 10,000 patients acquired COVID last year while they were hospitalized for other reasons. This federal COVID vaccine rule supersedes state laws that ban such mandates, like in Texas, Montana, Arkansas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Indiana. If healthcare facilities don't comply, they face fines, losing Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement, and, as a last resort, removal from the programs, which cover a combined 140 million Americans. One of the largest healthcare expansions in the current $1.8 trillion social spending framework would be giving the 2.2 million individuals in Medicaid holdout states access to free health insurance coverage on healthcare.gov. Getting all 50 states to expand Medicaid to adults making about $17,000 a year has been a key priority for Democrats. But despite more recently enhanced federal incentives, none of the 12 non-expansion states jumped on board. So Democratic lawmakers are hoping to take the decision out of state hands and fully subsidize Medicaid-like coverage on the federal marketplace. Here's the catch. It's temporary, through 2025. The plans would be similar to typical Medicaid coverage in the 38 expansion states and D.C., with minimal fees for doctor's visits and extra benefits like non-emergency medical transportation. This wouldn't just be good for patients, but for hospitals in these states, which are mostly in the South, that are providing much of this uncompensated care. An analysis by the Brookings Institution finds that if the plan to close the Medicaid coverage gap passes as proposed, hospital margins in the coverage gap states could improve by $11.9 billion in 2023. This figure also takes into account the increased volumes that have come along with Medicaid expansion in other states and the reductions in federal payments that subsidize hospitals, which provide a lot of the care to the uninsured. And closing the coverage gap through private insurance plans on the marketplace is actually better for hospitals, as these plans reimburse at higher rates than government-run Medicaid plans. You can soon add CVS Health to the list of non-traditional physician employers. The healthcare giant told investors this week that it's moving with speed and urgency to create physician-staffed primary care practices. CEO Karen Lynch said this will be a priority for CVS as it considers acquisitions next year and plans to further integrate care. The company already offers health insurance through its subsidiary Aetna and has a pharmacy benefit manager and a large network of retail pharmacies and in-store clinics. Up until now, it had appeared CVS's plan was to staff those MinuteClinics and health hubs with advanced practice providers, like nurse practitioners. But on Wednesday, Lynch told investors it's becoming apparent to CVS that it will require physicians to really push into primary care. This announcement comes just weeks after competitor Walgreens Boots Alliance announced it was spending $5.2 billion to buy a majority share in primary care network VillageMD, which plans to open offices next to 600 Walgreens stores by 2025. It seems CVS will now be following the playbook of other healthcare giants employing primary care physicians to capture and direct consumers' healthcare spending. The nation's largest private insurer, UnitedHealthcare, is also the country's largest employer of physicians, with close to 60,000 doctors on its payroll. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, primary care company One Medical reported third-quarter earnings Thursday. The company's membership grew to more than 715,000 patients this quarter, a 40% increase from this time last year. Shares of One Medical were trading up 7.6% at the close of the market Thursday. The broader healthcare sector was down about 0.75%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.